Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Harotze lasois sadehu, mesher mesher, mikol min min. If a person wants to make their field rows and strips of different minim, different species of grain or vegetables or things like that. Beishamai oimrim shlosha slomim shel pasiach. Beishamai says, this is the way the Rav explains, that he can leave over between these rows of different species enough space for three dug out furrows, ditches of pasiach. Pasiach is what's dug out before the rain. And the Yerushalmi explains, the Rav says, that the space of these three furrows together would be two amos wide. So you had to leave a space between each and every different species of grain, two amos wide by two amos long. Now we say two amos long because the length of the furrow, even though the middle space, so for example, let's say you're in the middle of the field, the space between the two species needed to be two amos wide. It also had to be two amos long, however you look at long and wide. However, it did not have to go along the whole length of the field. It can then slant, and at the very edge of the field between the two species, you can literally have almost no distance between them, as long as there was a two amma distance between them, both length and width, at one point together. And there should be a picture below to explain this. Uveisilol oimrim melo ha'ol ha'sharoini. Beisilol says, it's the amount, the space between these different species has to be enough to be able to fill a yoke that would plow through a sharon. A sharon is it's a valley. It's a wide valley, and because it's very expansive and spacious, a valley, it's easier to dig and plow, and therefore it was a wide space, one of these yokes. So this shear of what the yoke of a yoke, a ola sharoni, would be able to do, the width of that shear was very similar to Beis Shammai's shear, and as the Mishnah says, ukrovim divrei elu lios kidivrei elu. And the words of Beis Shammai and the words of Beis Hillel were very similar. That the three tlamim of Pesiach, those three furrows, which was two amos by two amos, is the same shear, basically, of Beis Hillel. There's very little difference between the two.